A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to the Redmen News, or just Redmen News, I guess. I'm joined by Jack Gill and Si Fletcher behind the camera. We've said this for many, many weeks, but we are sponsored by The Athletic. It's fantastic, to be honest with you. Go and sign up. There's no ads, there's no annoying pop-ups. And for all your Liverpool news, it's fantastic. Simon Hughes, James Pearce. Yeah, good. Look, there's a link in the description. You get your 30-day free trial and 50% off with the link in the description, and that will be in the comments. I guess we'll kick it off, Jack. We did look at this yesterday, and it was like, it's still a great article. It came out after the Oxlade-Chamberlain performance. James Pearce writing about, he asked Virgil van Dijk about his performance, and Virgil van Dijk gave us so many quotes about how they're so happy. Like it says here, we're all so happy for Ox. Virgil van Dijk told The Athletic, he worked so hard to get back to this point, and he deserves a night like this. Such a great guy, such an important guy for the group. He's a quality player, and he showed it not only with his goals, but with his all-round game. During a difficult period, he always managed to stay positive. We were all there for him. Pre-season was tough for him, but he's shown a lot of great things right now. So sharp, his goals made the difference. The first one was so important. The second one was a killer. It's great to see him back out there. Virgil van Dijk saying it's great to see him back out there. For us, it's fantastic seeing him perform on the highest level, isn't it?
I mean, the injury for Oxlade-Chamberlain came at such a difficult time for him. He obviously was in probably the form of his life when he got injured against Roma. We've been to two Champions League finals since then. He's not been able to start either because of his recovery.
Yeah.
And for him to now be in the side, performing at a level where all the other players around him have stepped up a level,
yeah,
and he stepped up as well. And it's just really good to see that actually the progression and him getting better has taken time.
Yeah.
But it's been worth it.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, we are going to react to some of Klopp's comments about him from his press conference, so stay tuned for all that. But next thing, Jack, Liverpool basically went to court with New Balance, Nike, just New Balance, but around the New Balance and Nike kit deals. And it come out today that the High Court has ruled as dismissed New Balance's case, which means that Liverpool can begin a new contract with Nike. So basically, the crux of it is New Balance were trying to say that they could match Nike's global reach, you know what I mean, in terms of getting loads of different sales, more sales anyway. And the judge has basically said, where is it? The judge has basically said that Serena Williams, LeBron James and Drake were key factors in swaying the judge. So he says, in my judgment, the calibre of the named athletes or influence can be measured. Obviously, New Balance's vice president has said that it was very subjective. But there is a calculation that can be made in terms of, there's so many people who know that these massive athletes, the likes that you're talking about, Serena Williams, LeBron James, who are like the top athletes at the moment in their respective sports. And you've got Drake, who's also massive. And he's basically said, look, with their influence, it's impossible for New Balance to match the offer. And he said, it must follow that LFC is not obliged to enter into a new agreement with New Balance upon the terms of the latter's offer. So basically, Liverpool and Nike's going to happen.
Yeah, I think with that as well, it's crucial. Obviously, we saw with Man United a few years ago, they did a collab with Stormzy at the time.
Mm-hmm.
That went down really well. I think it was one of their highest selling kits ever as well. So you can clearly see the celebrity link. There's a fascination with celebrities in the modern day. People are more likely to buy kits if they see their heroes wearing them or whatever. So I think they've reached the right agreement, and will be a bumper deal with Nike now, and hopefully we'll get Mbappe.
Yeah,
as well.
I I mean, let us know your thoughts in the comments. Are you happy with Nike? Obviously, it does look now that Liverpool are going to reach an agreement for next season with Nike. Are you happy with that? Would you want to see New Balance still there? Did you want someone else to jump in and try and get that? I think a massive part of it is LeBron's reach in China, which a lot of people are speaking about, and another massive part is, like, Nike are just a globally respected, yeah. They're global huge, brand, they're massive. Yeah. But yeah, let us know your thoughts in the comments. Another little bit of news before we get on to Klopp's press conference reaction. Sunday the 17th of November, the Liverpool FC women are going to be playing Everton women in the Merseyside derby at Anfield. I think this is massive, Jack, to be honest with you. Obviously, it's an international break at the time, so Anfield's going to be free. It's huge for women's football in terms of pushing it into the forefront of people's minds. No matter what you think of it, whether you don't want to watch it or whatever, I think this is huge for just giving it a platform.
Absolutely massive news, and it's brilliant for women's football. And yeah, to be honest with you, it's been a plan clearly for this season, hasn't it? We've seen it already at Stamford Bridge. I think Tottenham's new stadium, the Etihad, as well.
Yeah.
And I'm just happy that Liverpool are also joining the trend and doing that, because it is getting a lot bigger, women's football, and there's no reason why they shouldn't be putting games on at Anfield when it's available to be used.
100%. I mean, if you want to go down there, I think for an adult it's £5. If you're disabled, it's £4. I think children go for like £1 or £2, and if you've got a members card or your season ticket holder, you get to go for free. So if you're looking for something to do on the Sunday the 17th of November when there's no football on, just go down and show your support. Obviously, we do have the Adam TV Women's Podcast. Lon and Amy do a fantastic job over there. They've done a podcast that went out 2 days ago, and just today, 2 hours ago, the Birmingham v Liverpool build-up show went out. So if you're interested in women's football and you need a place to go and find all your stuff out about that, the girls are doing a fantastic job at the moment with all that. So Jack, let's move on to Jurgen Klopp's comments from his press conference. It was quite an interesting one. Obviously, we want to know what's going on with the squad in terms of injuries, because Trent, Matip and then Robbo got rested, blah, blah, blah. And obviously, we want to see his thoughts ahead of Spurs. Let's start with the injury stuff first. He obviously said, the reporter asked about injuries. He said, Trent is fine. I think it was a virus. So he said he's fine unless there is a setback. Matip will have to see. Robbo was only being rested, so he got taken off against Genk, but he was only being rested. And Shaq is going to take time still. What do you read into that in terms of the people coming back?
From what I could gather from that, I think Trent and Robertson will definitely be back fighting fit and ready to go, probably both in the starting lineup. I think Matip will be a very, very late fitness test.
Okay.
And probably decision late. I think you said on the build-up show earlier about maybe Klopp knew this in advance, and that's why Gomez didn't play midweek.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, that wouldn't surprise me. I could see Gomez starting. The whole idea with the pace Tottenham have got, very good point there. And then I think with Shaqiri, it's one of them where he's been in and out of injury for a while, and it's one of them Naby Keita situations where it's going to take him time to embed him back in, and it'll take a few weeks before we start seeing him back around the squad, really.
Yeah, I mean, the Matip stuff's really interesting. Obviously, it's great to see our two fullbacks being back there. They're such an important part of how we play football. I think the Matip stuff, does that mean that Gomez comes straight in for you? Lovren having played against Genk, I obviously want Gomez to come straight back in. I think, look, if it is a late fitness test for Matip, put him on the bench, if anything. Yeah. But even then, I think Lovren goes on the bench. I want to see, look, you've got to be fighting fit. That's what Jurgen Klopp wants. He always wants people who've trained and who are fit. Mm-hmm. It doesn't, usually the rest doesn't really matter. So, I know obviously you'll be reading comments out later. Let us know who you want to start. Should Matip start, even with a late fitness test, or do you just put Gomez straight in? What do you think?
For me, with the games we've got coming up, I think it's got to be Gomez, to be honest with you. I think, obviously, we have Arsenal in midweek as well. Lovren will have then played three games in the space of a week if he plays all three. Gomez only played half an hour the other day, and he's a younger lad, a fitter lad. And do you know what? Without any disrespect to Lovren, I know he's not been too bad recently, but Gomez, I trust him more in these sorts of games.
And he's the future as well,
exactly,
isn't he, really?
He is.
In terms of the Oxlade-Chamberlain stuff, Klopp had a few words. Obviously, the James Pearce article is over there on The Athletic. Go and check that out. But he was asked about Oxlade-Chamberlain and about him playing so well against Genk and having an impact against United. Is there a selection headache? So he basically said, no selection headache, it's just nice. He had a big impact in United and Genk, and that's all players should act. We decide for that game, talk about selection. selection because of fresh legs. We'll try and find the best selection for the Tottenham game. The last game is important information, but not the only information. So he's basically saying, look, you can play well in your last game of football, but it's not all about that. There's people who've trained well in the week, obviously talking about Henderson and Genie. He goes on to speak about the midfield and he says, there's plenty of reasons, again, how I make decisions. It was nice to see how big their impact was in terms of Naby Keita and Oxlade-Chamberlain, but it was clear to see Genie and Hendo needed a rest after playing international football, talking about the Genk game. What do you take from that? I mean, I think it's fantastic. We've got so many options at Klopp's disposal.
Yeah, what was also good to hear as well was he was asked particularly about Oxlade-Chamberlain. He turns around and says, I expect that from him. And actually, both me and Ox know that he can give more than that. And that just shows there is a whole new level to Oxlade-Chamberlain that we've not seen yet. And we're sat here, Tom, singing Oxlade-Chamberlain's praises. We have done all morning. And if Klopp's saying there's more from him, that's so good to see. And the whole midfield debate is just brilliant to see. We have so many different options right now. And Klopp's completely right with what he's saying. There are so many different games suited for different types of midfields.
Yeah.
And it just brings us to the next level, knowing that we've got so many options to turn to.
Honestly makes me really happy thinking about how these players, and you don't miss a beat either. No. You bring them in, and yes, there's a different way of playing in that midfield, but it's a subtle difference. The system's sort pretty much the same, but there's just different qualities of different players that bring out the best in certain aspects of the attack. It's great to see. One man in the midfield who's pretty much been a stalwart all season, talking about rotation in the midfield, a man who's been in there the whole time pretty much is Fabinho, and he was asked about him and where he'll be getting.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Rests and stuff like that. You spoke about Fabinho saying the job of the six in modern football is very important. He's not only a gap closer or challenger, but he's also a footballer as well. Talking about how he needed time, he says Fab needed time. I thought we had to change to a two-man midfield, but we just needed time. Talking about how he now plays a one. There's a lot to come and he can improve as well. So far he's done really well. And in terms of protecting him, Genie can play the position, he says, and Hendo played it for a long time too. So there is potential for rotation in that number six role as well, isn't there? Obviously Fabinho's fantastic. He lets the attacking midfielders and everyone else do their job and covers so well, but it's nice to know that obviously Genie can play that role, and if at a stretch Henderson can play that role too, it's just another string to our bow, isn't it?
He was superb on Wednesday, wasn't he, Fabinho? He played that six role so much better. When we have more attacking eights on the pitch, we're obviously going to need to have a more defensive player, and Fabinho is just consistently perfect for us, really. And since he's come in, obviously, as Klopp said, it took time. I remember bonkers rumours last year that he was going to go on loan to Real Madrid and stuff like that, but he's taken his time and he's now probably the first name on the team sheet. Definitely one of them, because he is literally like, there's no other player in the squad like it, let's be honest. And yeah, as Klopp said, Gini can play there. Henderson has played there before, but there is no one like Fabinho, and we really do have to pick and choose when we rest him, because he's a revolutionary player for us. He's really important for
100%,
us.
100%. You're speaking about taking time. Another man who took a bit of time and then became one of the best in his position is Andy Robertson as well. It's fantastic to see that we've given these players, we've not rushed them in, we've not ruined their confidence. We've gone, look, this is you, this is where you need to be. We know it's going to take time. Yeah. We will do that eventually.
Things take time. Rome wasn't built in a day. And to be honest with you, it's been perfect for us. The you look at the team now, there's hardly any players. Well, we didn't bring anyone in really this summer. That it's a squad that we've worked on over time. Mm-hmm. And every single player in our squad right now has got better since Klopp's been in. And it's just fantastic to see. And I'm just so looking forward to the rest of the season.
100%. Like I say, let us know your thoughts in the comments on all that stuff in terms of Oxlade-Chamberlain, in terms of midfield, in terms of Fabinho. Just how good has he been for us since he's come in? Lastly, Klopp was asked about Spurs and the game on the weekend. He was asked a lot about their form recently, and he basically said, what I saw was a good Tottenham side on Tuesday and not, and I'm kind of paraphrasing, not what you or Tottenham expected, which is their form recently has not been very good. They've been unlucky with results and stuff. He was very quick to kind of downplay any, making any comments in terms of that, because obviously he's a respectful man, but he was saying, I can't comment on it. I'm not in the situation. Who knows? He says, I can't judge Spurs at the moment. They're always to put a proper performance on the pitch, but it's no problem for us. They're a top side in the Premier League and they will be all season. We have to respect that and play as good as we can against them. It's right, isn't it? He's obviously very respectful, but it's coming out of a place where you have to be. Yeah. They're a top side in the Premier League. Obviously, we spoke on the build-up show, which is out right now on the Redmen TV. So if you want to hear Paul's in-depth thoughts on this, we also got Ben Kelly and us two on the build-up show this week. It's out right now over there, so go and check that out. But it's a massive game, isn't it? They're no pushovers, no matter what their recent form suggests.
Tottenham deserve a lot of respect for a while. They've been the nearly team, and that sounds very, very bad in a way, but you look at the season Leicester won the league, Tottenham were the ones pushing them the whole way through. There's been seasons along the way, like last season it was a Sun City and people were kind of hoping, oh, will Tottenham join? But we did run away with it, and I think this season, we spoke about it in the build-up show, but this season, I think Tottenham have perhaps just fallen to the fact that they got to such a high standard last season, mm-hmm. to the point where now there's nowhere else for them to go. Like Liverpool and City, absolutely acres above them in terms of class and squad size. So I think for them, it's very difficult, and I think that they are struggling. They've clearly got problems off the pitch as well. So
Yeah, let us know your thoughts on the comments on all that. If I just quickly cut to this screen, obviously we have 23.8k subscribers on Redmen News. If you want all the news and rumours, we do it every single day, Monday to Friday, making sure that we keep you up to date with everything that's going on with Liverpool. If you want to, just click subscribe and the notification bell and we'll let you know when we're live. Obviously, the ones reacting to the press conference are a bit later because we have to see when Klopp does his talk and stuff, but it's usually every single day at 12:30, so make sure you get subscribed and get watching. Si, any comments for us?
Yeah, I've got quite a lot on all the Nike New Balance stuff, as you'd expect.
Yeah.
Just a couple towards the end, Gary Jenkinson and Adam Tompkins. Gary said, 50 million for 5 years, that's shite. What happened to record deals? And Adam Tompkins is 30 million a year deal. United get 75 million a year from Adidas. Why are we so cheap? I think what's actually happening is, I don't think anything's been fully confirmed yet.
No.
But it's a different sort of deal. We get a flat out fee, say it's 30 million, and then we get a percentage of kit sales as well.
20% was the room at the moment.
So if we sell millions of kits around the world, which we will do, then it could end up being a lot more than what Man United are getting.
Yeah.
That was part of the reason why Liverpool wanted Nike as the kit deal.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we'll have to see. We can't judge it yet. Obviously, they can now make an agreement with Nike. So nothing's been agreed. There was stuff tabled that New Balance then had to kind of counter offer. But I think, look, we're going to get a good deal regardless. Yeah. It's going to be better than what the New Balance one was. So even if it's not going to be as good as, say, Real Madrid, Barcelona, Man United and all these kind of clubs, it's still going to be better. It's still a step in the right direction. And I'm happy with it, bringing as much money as possible.
The thing you've got to think as well is obviously New Balance are taking us to court because they're willing to match the offer. Now, if you look at it like that, that shows that actually it clearly is down to percentage of kits sold. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Nike clearly going to sell a lot more kits than New Balance.
You'd think so, just in terms of the global thing. I mean, you're perfectly entitled to your opinion, and maybe we should be asking for more. I don't know. Maybe we will ask for more, and maybe that's going to be a sticking point in the contract negotiations. So when we know exactly what the deal is, obviously we'll bring it to you. It is a valid point. We should be going for the we are European champions. We're going for the Premier League title. Yeah. We should be going for the best deal that we can.
James Pearce has been breaking the news all the way through as well. Yeah. So perfect place to get it on The Athletic.
Yeah.
A couple more. I want to read out a super chat from Ben Pryor, who says, "Jack, the youth content is different class. I love you."
Oh, there you go.
Well, it's nice to hear some praise. There you go.
Yeah, Jack. Obviously, you do all the youth podcasts. You did one today.
Yeah, we recorded one today. It'll be out probably within the next hour.
What were you speaking about today?
All sorts. Obviously, it's been a quiet week, so we've rounded up international stuff.
Yeah.
We've looked into there's some big games coming up. We've got the youth derby next weekend. Under-18s are playing Man City tomorrow. Best two teams in their league, really. Talked about a bit of Harvey Elliott stuff because his ban's finished today.
Oh, nice.
So Arsenal on Wednesday. Lots to look forward to.
Spot on. Yeah, go and check all that out. It's over on the RedmanTV.com if you want to catch up on all the youth stuff. Couple more, sir?
I'll read a couple more, but finish up quite soon, but a couple more on the actual style of the kit. Alex Stanley says, I like the New Balance kit. Hopefully Nike don't make them incredibly bland like every other team partnered with them. Mr. A says, Mbappe 2020, even BT Sport tweeted about it, lol, the movement is gathering pace. Scott Kieran says, hopefully bring the old badge back and not just the live bird anymore.
Yeah.
And then Dave McGlone says, I've liked the New Balance kit, but Nike will bring in more money and exposure for the club worldwide, so it'll be good for the club. I just hope they don't create something shit like Chelsea's home kit.
Yeah, the Mbappe 2020 stuff's funny, isn't it? I think the Anfield Rap kind of started that off today, and now it's gone number one trending in the UK, which is quite funny. A lot of people are saying, oh, we'll be getting these players and these players and these players. I think Sancho was linked as well. There's another Havertz as well, because he's linked with them and stuff because of this Nike deal. I mean, yeah, it'd be fantastic if Nike representatives could just have a word and were fully Nike'd out in the Liverpool squad with good players as well. I think the kit thing's a weird one, because I think, is it Chelsea and is it Spurs who have the same training kit? Or something like that.
Yeah.
They look the exact same.
A lot of the Nike kits have got like this kind of thing on the arm.
Yeah.
It's like the stripes down the arms a little bit. I think City, you've got it on their kit.
I want us to stand out a bit. I do want us to stand out a bit. And that's one good thing about New Balance and Warrior before that, is they did out of their kits. Some of them didn't stick. Some of them weren't great, but it's nice to see them.
But have you seen the Nike 3rd kits this season? They're the ones that are really nice. They've gone a bit retro, lovely. Mm. Oh, I love a kit like that.
Well, in the Women's World Cup, they did all the Nike kit. They all had Nike kits, and they were all fantastic. Their own designs, like the England one was beautiful, the France one was beautiful. Some of them were fantastic. I'd love to see a bit of that creativity in the men's kits. Yeah. And I hope that's another thing that Liverpool kind of go, yeah, we want a really nice kit.
But the whole thing in court as well was they were saying that a lot of the kits have been decided for the next 2 years. So
there you go. Well, we'll find out anyway. Like I say, if you haven't subscribed to Redmen News, go and click subscribe right now. We're here every single weekday bringing you all the news and rumours. Thank you very much, everyone, for listening. Thank you, Jack. Thank you, Si, behind the camera. We'll be back on Monday with all of the latest news. So, yeah, check us out then. See you next time.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.